A massive disruption hits a company. The CEO marches into the crisis center, rolls up their sleeves, bangs their fist on the table, and starts dictating tactical, ground-level decisions to show everyone that they're the one in charge. I'm Brian Strausser, Principal and Chief Executive here at BrightPath, and this is the Managing Uncertainty Podcast. Now, you might resonate, this scenario might resonate with you, but this is not leadership. This is performative nonsense. It's the kind of thing that we see today with elected officials from both parties. Performative leadership over substantive leadership. Managing a crisis is a nuanced process that requires nuanced leadership. It's not a macho theatrical performance for the boardroom or for social media. No one's filming this. No one's making a documentary out of it. What they're looking for is nuanced, effective, emotionally mature leadership. Not that. We talk about it all the time that if your resilience situation is based on heroics like this, you don't really have resilience. What you have is fragility. Fragility in leadership. When top leaders micromanage a crisis, they bottleneck the entire response because they have reserved all decision-making, no matter how minute or tactical, to themselves. And they're paralyzing their own subject matter experts and leaders beneath them who are waiting for permission to act in every situation. Over more than two decades of leading corporate crisis management, I can think of one time that I stepped in as an executive to relieve a crisis leader of leading a response, a single time. And the only reason I did that is because he was relatively new. This was a relatively serious incident, and he got it just by virtue of the rotation on the team, and I decided that he was a little over his head. He turned out to be a great crisis leader. This was just a little too early in his career to be taken on that particular scenario when he was brand new. It's not the top leader's job to micromanage the crisis. You have to let the trained team, your crisis management team, your subject matter experts, and the leaders you have appointed and chosen underneath you to do the actual work. Sometimes I have to remind leaders that if they can't check their ego and be a curious learner, like I have brought up in other episodes and videos in the past, you will miss the critical nuances of the situation that you're in. That these kind of situations require nuanced leadership, not the corporate version of Marjorie Taylor Greene. True crisis leadership is something that lives in both the weeds and strategic at the same time. You're in the weeds because you have to help the team navigate through the problems the crisis has created for you. Strategic because you have to cut across silos, think about how you're communicating upward, and you have to keep moving the team forward in doing so, and often through quiet, effective, nuanced leadership. So if you have a CEO who is acting as the tactical incident commander, who is managing the long-term strategic survival of the company? It's not the CEO. They're in the weeds. The board's role is to govern, support, and assure. Management runs operations, and you need the lead manager, the CEO, to really be focused on those strategic issues. The only way that a leader can step back and feel comfortable with that is if they have put the right talent in place underneath them, that they have been trained on their specific roles and your crisis process, and that there is trust demonstrated in them to execute on the crisis. So my takeaways for you, look at your crisis team today. If you don't trust them to handle the first 24 hours of a situation without you standing over their shoulder, you don't have a crisis problem. You have a talent and training problem that you need to resolve. Let the team lead the response and coach them behind closed doors on how they can be better as you move forward. It's not performative. You don't want to be performative. You don't want to micromanage. You need to let the team do their role. That's it for this edition of the Managing Uncertainty Podcast. I'll be back next week with another new episode. Be well.